One, go.
What's going on, guys? It's me, Miles, aka Lil Gap, bringing you another episode of the Technical Foul Podcast. I got my boy D, aka Coach, aka D Dizzle, and my boy Johannes, aka King Testify, in the house. What's going on, y'all? We've missed you guys. I'm sure you guys have missed us. It's been a heck of a year. 2020 was. 21 is looking bright, and we have a lot of big moves, a lot of announcements going on. We can't wait to share it with you guys, but we're going to go ahead and just jump straight into it today. So, first topic at hand, guys, early season takeaways. Are you guys surprised by the standings? I'll go ahead and let you go her go ahead and go first, FD.
Well, it's too early, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. You had, I think the Orlando Magic were the only undefeated team for about 2 days. Am I right? Yeah. So we have the Orlando Magic, and then you got Cleveland, who's I think has a winning record at 3-2. I'm not 100% sure. I don't have it in front of me, but I am surprised. But at the same time, I'm not surprised. It's not even full 10 games yet. Anything that happens early in the season, you can't bank on. I'm gonna let Johannes give me his thoughts on that, though.
Listen, man, it's never too early, man. You know, once a game starts, you know, that's when the season starts, and that's when, you know, the judgment happens. And my judgment is toward the Denver Nuggets, bro. 1-4. That's just how, bro, how? 1-4 with your best player, Jokic, leading the team in points, rebounds, assists, and steals, man. All right. Last time I checked, there's 15 players getting paid on the roster. So I'm gonna need some of the guys to step up. One being the man that took over the bubble last season, postseason, Jamal Murray. You know, he's having a efficient field goal percentage, although his PER is 15.57, and his assists per game is only, I believe, 3 or 4. As a point guard, you got to do better. You know, when Jokic is off the floor, it's up to you to take over. You know, we're in a league where every team basically has two, not superstars, but two guys that have to carry the load for the most part. And, you know, he seemed like he was going to be that guy. I had him as my MIP this year, but he's struggling. The Nuggets are struggling. They're the worst team in the Western Conference right now. And, you know, 26th in defense, 28th in rebounds. It's just a terrible team. And hopefully they can switch it up. But they're the team that's really disgusted me so far in the beginning of the season.
Okay, Johannes, using the big words, man, said disgusted. That's a strong word, my brother. But like you guys said, I think we're all on the same page. Very, very early in the season, taking everything with a grain of salt right now. I don't think we're going to see a real sample size until about MLK Day. So I want to say January 18th, and everybody else is really getting to the true form. However, I also am very disappointed in the Miami Heat. Y'all are coming off of a championship run, trying to prove yourselves. You think they will start playing with a chip on their shoulder, but no. And the person that I'm most disappointed in that team by far is Jimmy Butler. You can't have a performance averages of 8, 4, and 5 when you were just the guy on your team. That's terrible. You guys are 10th in the East. The East. You guys aren't even looking in playoff contention if we were to start today. So Miami Heat have definitely been the team that I've been watching and definitely the most disappointed in. But to move on, we're gonna go ahead and move on to which players you think are standing out. So whoever wants to take the floor first, go ahead and speak.
Abdi, you want to go or
Well, I wanted to interject real quick about you talking down on Jamal Murray. You know what I'm saying? Again, bro, like I have to reiterate myself and say, like, it's not even 10 games into the season. Like, you see Nikola Jokic, and I said it, you called it last year. Michael Porter Jr. was gonna have a breakout year, bro. You can't say, like, hey, like, he's having a bad season. They have a bunch of talent on that team. Also, Miles, bro, like, Jimmy's been hurt. He's been on some games. He's been off some games. You know, we'll get into that with load management later on. But Yeah, Johannes, you could go first. I just wanted to interject on that part.
Yeah, no. So I understand what you're saying, but then again, you know, last time I checked, when you work in a workplace, you know, every year you have a 30, 60 day, 90 day performance review. So this is my, you know, 30 day performance review on the Denver Nuggets. You know, say we're 5 games in out of 72, right? So I think I can talk about how poorly they've been playing, and the stats speak for themselves. But to move on, players that have impressed me, come on, man. I already know D is most likely going to agree with me and nod his head on this, but Jaylen Brown, you know, this man is on a tear right now, and I might have to replace Jamal Murray with Jaylen Brown as my MIP, man. This guy is averaging 28 points a game, and his PER is 28.5 for the fifth highest right now in the league. You know, the Celtics aren't doing too hot, but 2 out of the 3 losses that they have has been, I think, of 1 or 2 points, you know, came down to the wire. So I'm not too worried. With Kemba out, Jaylen's really taking, you know, over the ball games, both on offensive and defensive ends. And, you know, I don't think this is a fluke. I think this is going to continue. Maybe not 28 points a game, but I think maybe in somewhere in that mid-20s. But he's the player that's impressed me. I'm not sure if we are also going to talk about the players that haven't impressed us in this little round, but the player that has really irritated me is the snitch, D'Angelo Russell. Okay, let me tell you something, man. You're getting paid $30 million a year on average. That's about $2.8 million a month. Okay, and you're telling me with Karl Anthony Towns out, you can only average 16 points a game with a PER of 10.70. That's not even top 150 in the league. All right. And I have him on my fantasy league in one of the leagues, and he is just terrible. I'm about to just drop him and add JaVale McGee or some other role player. You know, I thought this man would produce. You know, the older he got, I thought the more, you know, production would come out of him, and I thought he'd be a leader for this young Timberwolves squad, but boy, was I wrong. He is just garbage, you know. I know D said it's early in the season, but damn, he is playing like absolute trash. I know about 10 dudes at my local gym that can play better than him right now.
I'm gonna say, hey man, like D'Angelo should be balling right now. You are right with Karl Anthony Towns, especially with Karl Anthony Towns injured and sidelined. I agree with you on that. Jaylen Brown has definitely impressed me, but I chose 3 specific players for this specific topic right here that Miles had brought up. Markelle Fultz, Colin Sexton, and Johannes, you know, could have been his family member, Christian Woods. So we're gonna keep it like that, you know.
We'll get into some more details if you keep it in a no name.
That's up to Johannes, bro. It's up to him.
Hey man, I don't mind. You know, I don't mind. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But go ahead with your list.
Nah, but I'm proud of Markelle, man. I mean, I remember, I think 3 years ago, people started calling him a bust. You know, I said it. I said, like, I was falling into that trap. I was rooting for him hefty when he was in Philly. You know, but I always said, like, yo, like, he's surrounded by so much talent that I felt like there was times where he was forcing his way out somehow, that his agent possibly could get him out of Philly. You know what I'm talking about. So like him shining as a starting point guard for the best team in the Eastern Conference right now, if I'm not the second best team in the Eastern Conference, is impressive. And then Colin Sexton's 26 or 27 points per game. Just the way Christian Woods is starting the season, the minutes may dwindle once DeMarcus, you know, gets his rhythm back, gets back into playing shape. I think those minutes might go down, but hopefully they stay with the solid core they have and keep him in the rotation for the same amount of minutes that he plays, because he's putting up a double-double pretty much every night, near triple-double. So I'm going to let Miles take it from here.
All right, fellas. Well, I also had 3 players listed. And I'll go ahead and start with the player that you guys both touched on, and that is Jaylen Brown. I think he has improved his game, and he's going to have a much elevated role this season. He's averaging 28, 5, and 3, just like you said, Johannes. On ESPN, his PER is like a 29 that just rounded up, which is fourth in the league in PERs. He's also 6 in points. And as of today, they're 3-3 in the East, which is the AC, but doesn't really mean much right now. He's playing a lot more aggressive, which I absolutely love. And I had a discussion with somebody on Twitter the other day, and they had said that they think he might even be a better player than Jason Tatum, which I disagree with, but I think their ceilings are very similar. And I like both of them. I think in the playoffs, they're both going to be gelling, and you guys will finally have your true second superstar on y'all roster. But moving on to my next player, I'm surprised you guys bring him up, Trae Young. The Hawks have been hooping. They have, let me just confirm that. They have the fifth best record in the East right now at 4-2. And Trae's been averaging 28, 5, and 8, guys. He has a PER of, excuse me, he has a PER of 29, which is third in the league, to round it up. And he's fourth in points. Dude, if you guys watch that game, that little mini series, which I've been loving lately, that they've been having the back-to-back games between these for these role games, I've absolutely – guys, if you haven't seen the highlights for Brooklyn and Atlanta for those two games, watch them. They're a battle. And I know you guys saw that play that he traded through the ball off the backboard and John Collins threw it in and dunked that thing real nice and sweet. I think they're going to be a force to come in the playoffs, honestly. They got an improved roster. They have a championship backup point guard, which is – you don't just get that and not do nothing with that. So I think they're going to be a force overall. And lastly, I have CP3. CP3 averaging about 13, 4, and 4-9, PR of 19, not the best. But he's third in assists, and the Phoenix Suns have the best record in the West, guys. They're 5-1, continuing their success off of the bubble run, former bubble 2020 bubble champions. So I think that they're going to continue their success in Phoenix. They've got that veteran leadership in CP3, so I think that's going to translate into hopefully this year in playoff success. I know Devin Booker is tired of losing in the playoffs, and you know CP3, he's up there in age. He's only got so much time left before he can make that much of an impact. But I think that he's definitely putting the team in the right direction for this season. But moving on to our next topic. And Abdi, I'll let you touch on this real briefly. The one player that I did say that I had listed that has not been playing best, I talked about in pretty much in the last segment. The last segment was Jimmy Butler. Again, bro, I know he has injuries. I know that they didn't have that much of an offseason, but so did the Lakers. And I just to put it out there, we're not playing that bad. Our leading players, our best players aren't playing that bad. And, you know, we've got a real old cat in LeBron James who's still able to do his thing. Granted, he's bionic and he's built different, but 8-4-5, Jimmy? That's unacceptable, bro. I expect better from you guys. But Abdi, if you want to touch on that before we move on, bro, who your worst player right now is?
Again, I'm going to keep this short. I chose another set of three players. One was LaMarcus Aldridge. I know he's aging, but the money that San Antonio is paying him and the coaching staff that he's surrounded by, it's kind of disrespectful towards San Antonio and the organization as a whole that he's not producing, and he seems like he doesn't care. I understand he's injured once in a, you know, he's injured from time to time, but like, bro, like they paid you the big bucks to perform and be possibly one of the best power forwards of all time successor. Like, that's insane to me. And then the second one I had was Pascal Siakam. He's not even averaging 20 points, winning most improved player 2 years ago. I think he was in MVP talks a year ago too, right? So like him playing like complete trash to start off the season is not a good look for the Toronto Raptors. They also had a bad start to the season as well. And then Derrick Jones Jr., like, how do you go from performing so well on a on a possible championship team to playing 33 minutes, excuse me, for a team stacked full of young talent, and then you get all those minutes to produce, but you can't even put up 10 points? Like, come on, bro. Come on, man. Giannis, go ahead.
Nah, man. I already said my thing about D'Angelo Russell as him being the worst player, in my opinion. But I do agree on the LaMarcus Aldridge topic. I mean, San Antonio knew, I think, after the first year that he was going to not be what they predicted him to be like. In my opinion, they should have traded him when he still had value. But that's just my opinion on Marcus. I do agree. I think Pascal will step it up. I mean, you got to realize that these guys, you know, were playing in Toronto, and they're not, you know, they're the only team that's not playing in their hometown around their, you know, friends and all that are playing in Tampa, Florida. And I don't think any of these guys actually know anybody or the lifestyle in Tampa. So just give them time to adjust. But, you know, and I agree with the Jimmy Butler part. I think that, you know, he's just injured. And you got to realize, you know, he's only had 2 months off, just like LeBron and them, right? So, you know, just give him time, give him rest. I think Miami will be just fine. And I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but I think that Miami should really trade for James Harden. That's a topic for another time, or maybe later in the segment. But everything you guys both said is basically spot on.
Yeah, that definitely is a trade that I think they could make potentially, just to make him happy. I think it'd be a win-win on both sides, but I have no idea what Miami would give up. But just to move on to our next topic, keep it pushing. We got to talk about it. I know it's been a minute since it happened, but guys, the Clippers had a historical blowout. About, what was it, 50 points that they lost by? Largest margin of loss in the history of the franchise and possibly in the league. It was an absolutely abysmal performance from a top-seeded team that we all, I'm sure, expect to be a top-seeded team again this year. Just off of sheer talent alone, it gives me some doubts about this team. I don't know how you guys feel, but are they still a force despite this record, guys? What do you think?
I'll go just to let Giannis have his rant afterwards. I told y'all, man, JV, as a matter of fact, Miles told y'all, the JV team in Los Angeles doesn't deserve to be in Los Angeles for a reason. And you know, the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic showed why. I mean, they got karma right back at them, I think, day after. But, yeah, man, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, I don't even think it was Kawhi Leonard's fault. You have enough talent as a team to not lose by 50-plus points. You know what I'm saying? It was getting to that 60-point mark. So, this whole load management thing, like, I absolutely hate it. I think it's complete BS. Like, why don't people just be real and come out and say, hey, bro, like, I'm not feeling like I want to play today on some, like, I need to take care of my mental health or like, I just need a break. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at James Harden. Go on a flight, this and that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't believe in load management. I don't think it's going to help. I don't think it changes anything. I think it screws with chemistry. Prime example, Montrez lashing out on the Clippers locker room in general. Hey, Montrez leaving the JV team to go to the varsity team speaks volumes, right? So it speaks volumes. So I'm gonna let Giannis take this over and let him rant.
So I kind of disagree with both of you guys, even though Miles hasn't really talked about this topic quite yet. But I agree. I'll start off by agreeing with what you said up, D, as far as I think load management is BS, especially now. If Kawhi really does have an injury, then it really shouldn't matter. He needs to play through it. I mean, he's had two straight years. This has been the third of him having load management. And I don't really care at this point if your leg is really that hurt or not. You go out there and perform just like everybody else has. You know, you see LeBron putting on miles on his body, Harden playing every single game, right? And we always give him crap, or the people give him crap about him being tired in the playoffs. Hey, he's doing his thing, right? I mean, how can you get mad at him for playing games that he's getting paid to do? So Kawhi needs to just suck it up. Kawhi needs to suck it up and go out there and play, especially if you guys want to obtain a championship.
Wait, Miles, I'm gonna go real quick. Johannes, you said it perfectly. You're getting paid to play basketball, bro. You're getting paid to go out there and perform. But you taking your time and your money. I get it. Like you work your way up to getting all that, all those pesos and whatnot. But like, bro, like people literally pay League Pass now. Like I'm gonna use League Pass because of COVID, but like people are paying big bucks to watch games where you play and shine, and they got to go online CA like he's not going to practice. Like Paul George and Kawhi haven't been practicing together. Again, going back to chemistry, like bro, you're getting paid for this, bro. Show up. Go ahead, Miles.
And real quick, just to wrap this up, you look at the Lakers, right? AD gets hurt every other game, whether it's his back, his knee, his whatever, right? He gets injured all the time, but he still plays through it. Regular season, playoffs, it doesn't really matter. He still plays through it. So there's that aspect. Real quick, the second aspect is the Clippers have no identity, right? They don't have a culture. They don't have an identity. Lou Will is not Lou Will anymore. You can't rely on him to give you 20 points a game. They don't have a starting point guard that can facilitate the ball. You know, they don't have a true third option. And in my opinion, right, if you don't have a true third option, then your first and second best players need to be your first and second best players. They need to be there and show up every single day. Example being LeBron and AD, Tatum and Brown, Lillard and CJ McCollum, they're always playing at 100% every single game. So if you don't have that third option, right, and you just have a bunch of role players, then your first and second guys need to be those guys. And I'm not going to speak about Paul George because he's not worth my time, right? He's way off P, right? Backboard George, right? Whatever they call him. So that's just my opinion. The Clippers, they have a great record, but that game was embarrassing to watch. Right. And I don't know what their future holds. And I don't really, their chances of winning a championship in my eyes is diminishing just as off what we're seeing. But then again, it's early in the season, so time will tell.
Yeah, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, Johannes, I definitely agree. There's no leadership defined within that team, and they do lack identity. I definitely agree with you with that. I forgot who had said it, but I think I want to say Nate Robinson. Somebody was talking about it. I saw this post on YouTube, but when those two players came in, it was Lou Will's team, and they didn't define who was going to be taking the reins. It was kind of a back and forth, and we already know just by from we've seen in the past when LeBron and Ky and excuse me, LeBron and D Wade first played together in Miami, when they didn't have that defined, like this is my team. When before LeBron took over, they ended up losing in the finals to the Mavericks. So it's playoff contention. It's slim to me. I don't believe in this team's mental endurance and mental toughness just because they don't have that. I couldn't point to you and tell you who that vocal leader was and that guy in the locker room, like a Draymond Green type player, aside from Montrezl Harrell, and he ain't even there no more. So they definitely are lacking identity. I don't think that every team, I kind of disagree with you, Johannes. I don't think every team needs a definite third player because if you can see, like with the Lakers, there was always that third guy stepping up, depending on the game and depending on the situation and the matchup. So I think it just needs to be yo two alphas establishing themselves and saying, yo, y'all need to just let me have the ball and I'm gonna go ahead and do my thing. And depending on the game and the matchup, that needs to happen. But I don't know if Paul George is that dude. I know he's talented, and granted, they're going to be a top-seeded team just off of talent alone, but Kawhi's not a vocal leader, and I don't think the guys respect Paul George like that in the locker room, to be quite honest. So I don't think it's going to be him either. And going back to Kawhi, Kawhi's going to Kawhi. He's going to continue to do his load management that he's been doing for years. It was a big issue in San Antonio. It was one of the reasons why he kind of just migrated his way out of there. And honestly, aside from him still having a lingering injury, which every player, every professional athlete has, to be quite honest, I think it's a lack of passion, guys. I don't think anybody's ever really thought about that. But, I mean, he's not the flashiest player, and that's just his game. But he doesn't – when I watch Kawhi play, it's like watching an android. You know, it's routine. There's no flash. There's no real passion. He's just kind of hooping. It's not real like – it's kind of – it looks like he's going to work. Like, he's literally there for a job. And, you know, he's not really there because he thoroughly enjoys the game. And we all – Abdi, I have league pass too, bro. I don't want to be wasting my money if I'm going to be trying to tune in to watch this team, doing my research, checking my notes, and just to see you sit down, bro. Come on now. That's not – and that's not a good leader. And that's the reason why I think come playoff time, they're not gonna have much success. But moving on, this is gonna be the last segment of the show, guys. Final home stretch, no name segment. I know Johannes usually does this, is usually your thing, bro, but you know, it's me today, baby. So talk a little bit of hip hop today, guys. Let me ask you guys, who's hot right now?
Hey man, it doesn't matter who I think is hot, because everybody thinks everything I think is good is trash, right? So I don't know, man. You know, I got. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Drake. You know, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, but I guess you know now. You know, I got Uzi in my mix. I got a lot of people, man. Travis Scott, Thugger, man. I've been listening to I don't think it's new anymore, but the new Kid Cudi album. A little bit of Pop Smoke, man. You know, that's what I've been listening to a lot. A lot of older music. But yeah, man, I don't really know who's hot in these streets, man. I'm not a young dude anymore, man. You know, I need the younger kids to put me on. And, you know, I'm 3 years away from being 30. That's how I look at it. So,
I mean, I'll go. Listen, I got. My playlist is so, it has a variety of things, and Johannes could be the first to be, you know, like vouch for me. So like, but I've been listening to a lot of Harlow, Baby, and Fabi. That's my guy. But yeah, man, I mean, like, I'm big on Drake. I think the hottest rapper in the game right now. That's tough, man. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that's tough. I can't do that. That's like you putting me on the hot seat right now. I can't do that, man. I mean, if it's anyone, it's probably Gunna, bro. Honestly, probably Gunna. Probably.
Okay. All right. I like Gunna too. I love me some Gunna. I like everybody you listen to, but my opinion, Jack Harlow. He's hot right now. I don't know if you guys listen to this album, but it's banging. And it's not one song that I skipped. That song that he had with Bryson Tiller, Love Is Dro, instant classic. Listen to it with your girl. Y'all probably end up doing something afterwards, because that's a good song. That's a damn good song. I was just heavy in my rotation. Another artist that I can name, if I could put everybody on to today, if you never heard him, his name is Beano Radu. It's got an X in it at the end. Him and Blast, it's spelled BLXST. Those two artists, I believe they're both out of LA. So good. I'm trying to think of a song that they have together that I could think of that's really, really, really good. I can name it, not off the top of my head. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up for y'all. Give me 2 seconds. Sorry. Because I gotta put you guys onto the song. Beano. So Sorry, very unprofessional. I understand. But it is called Brand New by Dino Radu and Blast. I'm going to look. Just look it up. It's a good song. It's a damn good song. So, yeah, just a little music plug because you guys, you know, we're about the culture here at the Technical Foul podcast. But you guys have any artists that you want to plug in? Anybody?
I'll plug in a little R&B and soul real quick and put my guy Giveon in there. You know what I'm saying? Giveon is probably one of my favorite artists out right now, alongside with Wizkid. They're heavy on my rotations. Favorite song from both of them is probably The Beach by Giveon and then Blessings by Wizkid. So I don't know about Johannes though. That guy, he's got a different taste of.
No, I listen to everything you guys talk about, but I know who Bino is too. He got a song with Nipsey. I think a song or two with Nipsey. You know, Jack Harlow is nice. You know, he's been consistent. He's always been nice. I haven't really listened to the album, but you know, he knows, man. I'm a huge fan.
Just to interject, Johannes, they actually have a whole collab album together from like 2017.
Yeah, I know they have. I know he's on the album. I just didn't know how many songs. If like it was the entire album or if it was just a couple songs. So, but I want to plug in some local artists. My boy, you know, my little bro Habish and my boy Drippy, who will actually be on the show in a couple of weeks. You know, they got a song on 104.7, man, local rap station here in Portland. Very, very talented. You know, I'll post their music on my personal IG story on at King Testify on Instagram. But I'm gonna shout them out. And yeah, man, this is who I really got. You know, everybody who blew up doesn't really need a shout out for me. So,
yeah, that's true. They've already got their success. But, hey,
Johannes, they dance too, right? They dance too. You want to plug in
So I got another. I mean, there's another dance group. My other cousin, Drip School. I'll post them on my Instagram story too. You know, they're doing big things, man. I think they got over 1,000 followers on Instagram, doing their thing on YouTube as well. Very, very talented, you know. So I want to shout, you know, the entire group. Shout out to Abdi for reminding me on that.
Yeah, shout out to the local talent. Also want to say, send our condolences out. RIP MF Doom. He passed away actually 2 months ago. It was confirmed, but we are just finding out. That just adds to the mystique and the legend that is his career. He was one of those underground guys that has just always been around, always been an influence and worked in the background, but it's just iconic figure in hip hop. And also RIP to Oscar Grant, which as of like January 1st, 2009, that was one of the first sparks that kind of set off the BLM movement, you know. Like really saw people taken to the streets and woke up this country a little bit. And now we have more social engagement. So condolences to him and his family. I know that's still something that's heavy on their hearts, I'm sure. And we're all feeling for y'all. So lastly, I just got to say, guys, you know, this year, I'm looking forward to it. Go ahead and get your merch. Gonna have have that link in that description for y'all. Go ahead and subscribe, like, comment, share this video with your family if you did like it. You know, we're making some bigger moves this season. We appreciate all the support. Let's get to 1,000. You guys get us to 1,000 subscribers, it's only gonna help our channel grow and we can continue to produce better content for you guys. But that's been it's a wrap. It's been it.